Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who sends one time durood or salutation or salawat upon me, Allah azza wa jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatam wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with this wonderful opportunity to learn Ilm-e-Deen. There are some people who would be stopped from entering paradise, and it is very important for us to know who are those people so we do not follow their ways and their lifestyle and refrain from such people's conduct, behaviors and company. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, all my ummah will enter paradise except the denier, except the munkir. It was submitted in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, who is a denier? Who is a munkir? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded, the one who followed me, he will enter paradise. And the one who disobeyed me, he became a denier, he became a munkir. Allama Shihabuddin Ahmad bin Muhammad Qastalani Quddisa Sirruhun Nurani, he says that Huzur Nabi Rahmat Shafi'i Ummat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, my ummat will enter paradise except the munkir, except the denier. Here the good news of entering paradise is for Ummat-e-Ijabat. And those who would not enter paradise, that is Ummat-e-Da'wat. It means those who accepted Islam, they will go to paradise. And those who refused to accept Islam, denied the truth about Islam, and they remained wandering in the darkness of disbelief and shirk, they will never be able to enter paradise. It is mentioned in Umdatul Qari that even a sinful Muslim will also enter paradise. He will never remain in Jahannam forever. Whereas from the apparent meaning of Hadith Mubarakah, one understands that a sinful Muslim will not enter paradise. Ulama Ikram have answered this question that the meaning of Hadith is that a sinner will not enter paradise in the beginning. In other words, he will get the punishment of his bad deeds, his evil deeds, and finally he will enter paradise. Oh, the meaning of inkar, denying, is to deny Islam itself. In other words, the one who denies Islam itself and he died on disbelief, he will never enter paradise, because Jannat is haram upon the disbelievers. They will remain in hellfire forever. Hazrat Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis-e Dehlvi Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi says that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked, who is Munkir, who is denier? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied, the one who followed me, obeyed me. It means that one who practiced Quran and Sunnah firmly, he will enter paradise. And the one who disobeyed me and he adopted the path of bid'ah, innovation, and followed the desires of his nafs, he has disobeyed me and he will never enter paradise. Mufassir Shahir Hakimul Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi says, the meaning of Ummat here is Ummate Ijabat, which means that those who accepted the tabligh, the propagation of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and took Shahada, they recited Kalima. Otherwise, the whole creation is Ummate Da'wat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the meaning of inkar or denying is amli inkar. The sinful Muslims are also included in that. And entry to Jannat means that those who would not follow Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they will not enter Jannat in the beginning. Whereas the muttaqi mu'min, the pious believers, they will enter paradise right in the beginning. And the fasik sinner will not qualify for that. Therefore, Hadith Mubarakah is clear in its message and its meaning. And if the meaning of inkar is i'tiqadi inkar, inkar with the reference of aqidah, then the meaning would be that Muslim deserves Jannat. So Jannat is for the Muslim, not for the disbeliever. The disbeliever will never qualify to enter paradise. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave da'wat of Islam to people. The fortunate people accepted the da'wat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they entered into the fold of Islam and they became sahabis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They became companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there were some others unfortunate people. Instead of accepting the da'wat of Islam, they started mocking at Islam and they became deserving of Jahannam. And in this regard, there's an incident which is an eye-opener for everyone, that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent da'wat of Islam and he wrote many letters to different kings, and when the letter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached to the king of Iran, Khusro Parvez, he disrespected the letter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he tore the blessed letter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam into pieces, and he threw it away. And he said, "How come the name Muhammad is on top of my name?" When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Mazzaka kitabi, mazzakallahu mulkahu. He has made my letter into pieces. He torn it into pieces. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will divide his kingdom into pieces." So after a very short while, his own son killed him, and his kingdom became many pieces, divided into many parts, till Hazrat Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu destroyed that government completely. So everything came under the rule of Islam. From this incident, we learn that people who are arrogant, those who are mutakabbir, they finally face very severe consequences. And there's a hadith mubarakah which explains the same fact as well. Hadrat Sayyidina Abu Muslim or Abu Iyas Salama bin Amr bin Akwa radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that there was a person in the holy court of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was eating with the left hand. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, "Eat with the right hand." He said, "I do not have power to eat with the right hand." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "So you may not have power to eat with the right hand or to do anything with the right hand ever." The arrogance stopped him from obeying the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then he was never able to lift his right hand and take it towards his mouth. Hazrat Hafiz Qadi Abul Fadl Iyaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you may never have power to lift your hand again ever. In it, it's mentioned that the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was accepted against that person, and there is a mention made of a person who attained this punishment of dunya because of not taking the hukm of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam seriously. The arrogance, the takabbur, stopped him from ita'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So instead of following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he followed the desire of his carnal nafs, and he did not adopt humbleness and ajizi. And this is the reason that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua of darar or dua of harm for that person. Allama Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua'i darar, dua of harm for this person, because he spoke lie. The excuse he mentioned, he was not truthful in that. And because of takabbur, because of arrogance, he stopped from the truth. In other words, without any reason, he stopped from eating with the right hand. Allama Tibi alayhi rahmatullah al-Qawi, he says, ma mana'ahu illa al-kibru, which means that the takabbur, the arrogance, stopped him from eating with the right hand. People might think that why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua of harm for this person while Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rahmatul lil alameen, his mercy to entire universe. So how come Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua of darar for this person? Ulama ikram have given answer to this question, that because this person did not eat with the right hand due to arrogance. If there was a genuine excuse and need, and he did not follow the order of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of any genuine need, then definitely Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not have made dua of harm for this person. Mufassir Shahir, Muhaddith Kabir, Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, in the time of ignorance, the rich people, the chiefs of tribes, it was their habit that they used to eat with the left hand. And laymen, ordinary people, they would eat with the right hand. So this man was one of those chiefs, and he had this habit of takabbur and arrogance. So he was eating with the left hand. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, why don't you eat with the right hand, in order to avoid humiliation, he said his right hand does not reach his mouth. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, before it was reaching to the mouth, but now it will never reach to the mouth. So from here we understand that even the organs of the bodies of people took instructions from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and obeyed the orders of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This man was busy taking treatments throughout his life so his hand can be healthy again and can reach his mouth, but he never succeeded. So it is important for us to know the harms and devastations of takabbur. Takabbur is a dangerous disease of heart. It brings many evils with it, and it deprives person from many good things. Therefore, Hujjatul Islam Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali alayhi rahmatullah al-wali, he says, an arrogant person, what he likes for himself, he would never like for his Muslim brother. He does not adopt humbleness, whereas humbleness is the root for piety, for taqwa. An arrogant person can never stay safe from grudge. He speaks lies in order to safeguard his honor, and he does not leave anger because of his false honor and dignity. He can never be safe from jealousy. He never well wishes for anyone. He is never a well wisher of any person. He is always deprived from the advice of people. He remains engaged in the backbiting of the people, in the ghibat of the people. So in a nutshell, a mutakabbir, an arrogant person, he commits too many sins, too many wrong things because of this bad habit of arrogance. There was a person in Bani Israel who was a sinner who was known for his wrongdoings. Once he passed by a very pious person, a worshipper, he saw that this piece of cloud on top of him, and whichever side he goes, the cloud moves with him. This sinful person thought, I'm a sinner, and this person is a great worshipper. If I sit with him, I'm hopeful that Allah may show his mercy upon me and I might come right. So he went and he sat down with this worshipper. But this worshipper did not like this sinner is sitting next to him. In his mind he thought, I'm a great worshipper and this man is a great sinner. How can he sit with me? So he chased him away from his company. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent wahi to the Nabi of that time and said that, tell these two people that they must start their actions all over again. This sinful person, because of his husn-e zan, because of his good thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I forgave him. And I have destroyed all the good deeds of this worshipper because of his takabbur, because of his arrogance. So he must start all his actions all over again. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, from this discourse we learn that following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or itaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is only possible if we practice upon the teachings of Quran and Sunnah. If we leave Quran and Sunnah aside and then claim that we are following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is a deception of nafs. And we also learn from this discourse that every believer will go to paradise. The pious people will enter paradise right from the beginning. And some sinful Muslims, they will go to Jahannam for a while, and thereafter they will be taken out from Jahannam and put into Jannat. And at the same time, keep in mind that punishment of Jahannam is very severe. Nobody is able to pay the punishment of Jahannam even for a split second. Therefore, we should adopt a'mali saliha, good deeds, and we must try our level best to follow the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the path of Sunnah, the path of our pious predecessors. Inshallah azza wa jal, we will also become successful. And we learn from this hadith mubarakah that ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is two types: ummat da'wat and ummat ijabat. Ummat da'wat are those people from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam till the day of Qiyamah. Everybody is regarded as ummat da'wat. And ummat ijabat are those fortunate people who accepted Islam, who accepted the da'wat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice upon the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and give us tawfiq to live pious and holy life. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Beauty of Islam, beauty of Islam.
Islam, beauty of Islam.